heartbreaking loss in that way, and it was to a girl that really had been cold all night, and she ends up getting the game winner at the end. But I guess if you look at the grand scheme of things, once again, it was the start to the third quarter for a second straight night.
Right. You know, and I definitely chalk that up to an experience. And I don't mean an experience as far as how many years we've been playing varsity. I chalk that up to not winning in the past. And, you know, teams that have won in the past, they know that you can't ever let your foot off the gas. And I think we relaxed a couple of times and we saw what happened to us. I mean, yes, it was better than yesterday, but I don't like the word better anymore. I think I'm going to get that out of my vocabulary. So it was an improvement from yesterday. That's what I want to say.
And speaking of improvements, one that you were looking for to be an aggressor, and that was Macy Price. She was good the first quarter last night, was good the first quarter tonight, and she really stepped up big in the fourth quarter and kind of carried the team on their back there in that last stages of the game.
You know, she and I, we had a get-to-know-you conversation right before the game, and I just said, look, we don't know each other very well yet, and I just want you to know we need you to shoot the ball. And I know that's not a role that she is used to from her previous team, but we need her to do it there, and I know her teammates want her to do it as well.
Absolutely, and you went a little deeper in the bench tonight, a season debut, a varsity debut for Emily Weathers as a freshman, and she gave you a lot of hustle and some five big points off the bench there in the second and third quarters for you.
I'm very proud of Emily. I don't think she knew that. I don't think she was expecting to get in tonight, but I'm looking for a spark, especially on the inside, and she did exactly what I asked her to do. I mean, I know she was going to be very nervous, but I know that this is Emily's first varsity game, but Emily has played a lot of basketball outside of just high school and just regular school ball. So I knew she could handle it, and she showed everybody that she could.
And another positive for you guys tonight is I thought more so in the second half. You only went to the foul line four times in the first half, 10 in the second half, but I thought the aggressiveness to get to the rim and try to get to the foul line, I thought it was better there, especially in the second half.
Absolutely. I mean, that was another thing we talked about before the game. You know, I shouldn't have to beg you to penetrate. I shouldn't have to beg you to get to the free throw line. I mean, that's just part of playing the game. And, you know, if we're just content about passing around the outside and settling for outside shots constantly, we're not going to have very good chances to win. So they did do exactly what I asked tonight, and that's probably what I'm the most pleased with this evening.
Well, you have a short turnaround tomorrow, and it's going to be up against a pretty good Purcell, Oklahoma team. They bounced back tonight with a win over Holcomb, and Purcell, they kind of have a lot of size from what it sounds like tomorrow.
Right, so hopefully we can match that with our speed and just pushing it up the court. But it's time for our post players to step up and contribute. And it shouldn't matter how big someone is. We should be able to match up with them. And so we just have to be smarter on the inside. We work on post moves every single day. And so, you know, if someone's taller than you, you can't just turn around and shoot it. You have to do something else. Fake them out. Put it on the floor. And so I think they're ready to show me they can do it.
All right. Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here postgame. Tough loss for the Lady Beavers tonight, 38-36. But better effort overall tonight. Coach, thank you for the time, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.